During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Less Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's that time of year, or almost that time of year, where having a little extra cha-ching in the bank account would really make a big difference, especially with holidays. So I want to help in a way that I think I can by giving away a $500 Amazon gift card. For a chance to win it, all you have to do is one of two things. Either A, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and send a screenshot to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com, or share it out on social media. Let people know that we exist there with a link to our show through your favorite podcast player so others can go and find the show and listen as well. One of two ways. Send me a screenshot of either and you'll be entered to win. All you got to do is send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. And good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
I believe from my grandmother, she had gifts that, you know, psychic abilities, I guess you could say, that were passed down to her granddaughters, at least to me. I believe the other ones probably have the same thing, but they just aren't, you know, noticing it. She used to be able to know when someone was going to die, and so it was nothing scary. You know, she'd tell her family if she had a dream that somebody was going to die and they knew that they would die. Oh, I don't have that gift, I'm happy to say. But I am sensitive in many different ways. So one of the ways I'm sensitive is I seem to notice occasionally, very, very occasionally, kind of like a pulling sensation as if some, I don't know what it is, but some force is telling me to do something or go somewhere, and it's like an emergency and I need to do it. And I won't know why, and I'll think it's just my imagination. And so I won't want to act on it, but since this has occurred a few times, and I'll either get information from possibly a deceased person, or, you know, whatever it is, I don't know. But it's happened so many times, you know, at least 4, I guess, that I'm getting an idea that I should listen to it. The problem is I don't know if I should, if it's a positive force or a negative force. So I don't know if I'm, you know, helping myself or other people if I listen, or if something bad's going to happen to me if I listen. So that's my problem. So in this case, this story took place in August 2009. I live in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I was going through a divorce. I have a son, and we were in our first townhouse after the divorce and trying to get things all settled, and I pretty much, we had everything we needed. You know, we had done enough of our shopping, and we had enough from our old house that we could, you know, have a nice time there, even though we struggled. And so we, I'm sorry, I'm going to try not to make this too long, but for some reason, so I was going to, that night, you know, I had to work during the day, and you know, I had my son at night, of course, you know, all day long, and at night, you know, I was the main caretaker. So I would normally never go out at night unless there was a reason, you know, if I really needed something from the store, but I would do that on my way home. Well, this time I was home and something was telling me, go, 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 go. And I'm like trying to justify it. I'm like, well, why do I need to go? What do I need to go for? And then I like started telling myself, making up stuff like, oh, I must need groceries. It's like, why do I need to go? I'm like, well, I obviously must need groceries. I'm going to look and see what I need. So I'm like, okay, well, I guess I need milk and I guess I need this. So I'm like, okay, I'll go up the street to do that. It's like negotiating with myself, which makes no sense. So I'm like listening to this urge, which was crazy. And I go, get in my car finally, start going up the street. I'm still second guessing myself, like, why am I doing this? What's going on? So I'm going up the street, going up the street, and I was going to go up to LA Fitness Center. That was where I was supposed to stop. So I'm going up there, and I kept, like, thinking, maybe this isn't a good idea. I've got to, you know, I've got to just, like, do something else. So I'm, like, stopped short. I stopped short. I didn't go up into that shopping mall. I went to one of the shopping malls down below, which wasn't too far away. And I stopped at, it was Kmart. There was Kmart and Giant Eagle. So I stopped in Kmart. And I got a few things, and it didn't take long, took like minutes, and then I was in line. There was one person in front of me, and they were talking about some emergency, something. There was a shooting at LA Fitness, and I'm like, what's going on? So whenever I got to, it was my turn, and I asked her, I'm like, so what were you saying? There was like a shooting at LA Fitness or something? And the cashier is like, yeah. I'm like, oh, well, when did that happen? I was thinking maybe yesterday or the day before. She's like, it just happened right now, it just happened. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, thank God I didn't go up there, you know, because I don't know who was calling me, why I was supposed to go up there. But thank God I didn't go up there. Maybe I was supposed to save people's lives. I don't know. You know, that's why it's the unknown, and it just freaks me out that I'll never know why I was called. Did a demon call me so I could be shot too? Or was I supposed to save people's lives or what? So there's more to the story though. So you think that's bad? Well, check this out, LA Fitness. And me not being afraid of ghosts or anything, nothing really scares me like that. So I'm like, you know, I don't want to lose money. So I don't know. Should I still keep a membership? Should I try to get out of it? So I'm like, well, I'm going to go at least one last time, and then I'll try to get rid of this membership. Because I think maybe they're turning into Bally's or something. So I had to figure that out. So I went, and it wasn't too long after the shooting. I don't remember when. Maybe it was like a week or two or three. But it must not have been too long at all, because there was something there. I went in and I was doing my routine on all the machines like I normally do. And I was down on the lower level. You know, everything's super bright. There's people in there and everything. Not too many. Kind of quiet and everything. But there are people around, you know, scarcely. And so I'm working on the one machine. And all of a sudden, a guy comes up to me. And people never come up and flirt with you. Never. Not at LA Fitness. You know, maybe at Bally's, but not at LA Fitness, not this one. So everybody keeps themselves. There's lots of professionals there. So this guy came over and was talking to me. I didn't think anything of it. And I just like, because he just started talking to me. He's like right there. And I'm like, didn't think anything of it. So I'm like, okay, you know, trying to get rid of him. So I just talked to him a little bit and then he kept talking. And then I get up and he starts walking to the center. I get off my machine. I'm walking to the center floor where there's people all around, you know, machines. There's not too many, but there's machines there. There's a few people. So there was somebody behind this guy that I'm talking to. And so he was like in, he would have been in the line. He was kind of in the line of sight, but the guy was right there. Okay, so I'm talking to the guy. And then the guy moves, the guy that was like flirting with me or whatever. And he went to, like, get my number or something later on. I said, oh, maybe we'll see, whatever. So then he, like, starts walking away. The guy behind him is looking at me like I'm crazy. And I'm like, why is he looking at me like I'm crazy? And then I'm like, I see a ghost or something, because I'm used to seeing things. I'm like, maybe he was a ghost. I'm like, oh, my God, maybe he was the shooter. I don't know. So I didn't go over to that guy to ask him why he thought I was crazy, because I'm like, I know what he's going to say. He's going to say there was nobody there. I thought you were talking to me. So I'm like, I'm not going to even ask him. And I had chills. So I'm like, I'm just going to leave. So I left. It was bugging me. So I went online and I looked up the LA Fitness shooting from August 2009, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Collier Township. And I saw the, what was it, a Facebook? He was on Facebook or something. They had his picture and things. And I saw his picture and I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, that's the guy I talked to. I'm like, he is still there. And I never went back.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
Hey, got a crazy family? Love hearing stories about crazy families? Then you need to check out our brand new podcast called My Crazy Family, available wherever you get podcasts. Just search My Crazy Family right now, press subscribe, and don't miss any brand new episodes of My Crazy Family. You can even share your stories if you so please. We'd love to hear them. My Crazy Family. Search and subscribe wherever you download podcasts.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.